Lesson 16, Ye Shall Be Called the Children of Christ. Mosiah, chapters 4 through 6. Why do you think King Benjamin emphasized his people's nothingness and unworthiness? See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, and verses 11 through 12. Why is it essential for us to recognize our dependence on the Lord? According to King Benjamin, what obligations do parents have to their children? See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. King Benjamin instructed his people to care for the needy. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 16 through 17, and verse 22. Why do we have great cause to repent if we refuse to help the needy? See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 18 through 23. In what sense are we all beggars? See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 19 through 20. What counsel did King Benjamin give to the poor who could not impart of their substance? See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 24 through 25. How can you develop a generous heart regardless of your financial situation? King Benjamin taught his people that to avoid sin and maintain their commitment to God, they must watch their thoughts, words, and deeds. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 29 through 30. How are thoughts, words, and deeds related? What effect did the Spirit of the Lord have on the people as King Benjamin spoke to them? See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. How might our lives and relationships be affected if we had no more disposition to do evil? What does it mean to become children of Christ? See Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2 and verses 5 through 7. What does it mean to take upon ourselves the name of Christ? See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. What can you do each day to help you keep Christ's name written in your heart? See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 11 through 15. Suggestion for family discussion. Read Mosiah chapter 4, verses 16 through 27 as a family. Discuss things you can do together to help people in need. You may want to plan a service project. You may also want to talk about fast offerings and how they are used. End of lesson 16, Ye Shall Be Called the Children of Christ.